Glory to God. Matthew chapter 14, very, very familiar scriptures. We say that oftentimes, but this is very familiar scripture. Matthew 14. Trying to debate on what and all to read. I don't want to read I've never been one to like to read a great big long passage when I'm preaching. Amen. But we'll start here at verse number 22. May skip through some of this so you get an idea of what's going on. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Sister Claire just singing that song. I was studying this back here this evening. Amen. I tell you, if Jesus had to pray, where's that leave me and you at?
Right.
Glory to God. He had to pray, didn't he?
Yes.
My, my. Amen. Jesus stilled away and began to pray when he was all by himself. Amen. I tell you, it's good to pray around others, and it's good to pray, have family prayers. But I tell you, there's nothing like when it's just you and God.
That's the truth.
Woo.
That's the truth.
Just you and God. You shut everything out, another scripture says, and you get in that closet. What's that mean? Just you and God. Lord, here I am. And I need to get a prayer through. Hallelujah. But when the ship, verse 24, was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. I don't believe we can possibly fathom how bad this storm was. Just us reading these scriptures, we shallowly go over this. The winds were boisterous. You got to be out there on that sea.
Yeah.
And see what's going on to feel what these guys are feeling. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not one much like water either, but I know when Brother Tom and myself and George and my dad and Jared and Bob got up there on that Lake Erie, and that's not even really an ocean. Lake Erie, it's a massive body of water. All you can see is water in every direction you get out there so far. You go out about 7 or 8 miles and hit that Canadian line. They got red buoys across through there, and you can't see nothing but water. It looks like an ocean. Amen. But anyway, and I know that second day we got so sick, I took that Dramamine. It made me sleepy, and they got a picture of me asleep on that boat. I'd rather be asleep than I would be throwing up over the side. Amen?
Oh, yeah.
But and we got nervous, and we got talking to that captain. I said, is it getting much worse than this? He said, oh, yeah. He said I've had Navy men out here that spent time on the Navy ships. He said, they got so scared they was crying, asking for mama. Amen. So I don't feel like we can understand just quite how bad this storm is by reading. Oh, we gotta realize, we gotta sort of put ourselves on and see what's going on.
Right.
I mean, storms, waves, amen, winds,
yes.
Probably rains coming down. I mean, it's a bad storm they're in. Praise God. And verse 25, I can't remember where I stopped. And in the fourth watch of the night,
yes, Lord,
Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid.
Yes.
And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said unto him, one of the sweetest words in all the Bible, come.
Yes, Lord.
And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked, praise God, on the water to go to Jesus.
Yes, he did.
And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?
Yes.
And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying of a truth, thou art the Son of God.
Right.
And when they were gone over, they came into the land of the Gadarenes. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing here tonight, a little longer reading than I usually do. But if the Lord would help us, and I sure need you to help me tonight, amen. But if the Lord would help us here, I'd like to preach about, amen, these hidden blessings, if you will, that come out of the storms in life. Amen. Hidden blessings come out of the storm. Amen. We find the disciples of our Lord trapped in the grip of this fierce storm. They find themselves in that storm because they have been commanded by the Lord to cross the Sea of Galilee.
Right.
I want you to notice this. They're in the middle of the will of God. Some people think because of the storm, because of the troubles of life, they're out of the will of God. Amen. Sometimes that is true, but it ain't always true. These men were doing what God
right.
told them to do. Amen.
Yes.
These disciples were doing exactly what Jesus had commanded. He said, get in the ship and go to the other side. Amen. So they were in the smack dab in the middle of the will of God. What he told them to do, they were doing. But in the midst of what he told them to do, they got caught in the storm of their life.
Sure did.
Woo, hallelujah. My. Praise God. These men, amen, are in the will of God, yet we see them struggling against the storm.
Yes.
They're unable to make headway. Praise God. The wind is in their face. And these 12 men are stuck in the storm, unable to get out. Praise God. Have you ever found yourself in the storms of life?
Oh, Jesus.
Praise God.
Yes.
It may seem to you like a storm will never end and there's no possible good that can come from the storm. Amen. How many times have we told ourselves that? Praise God. What good can come of this? Hallelujah. And I know we only have a few with us here tonight. This is what I felt on my heart. Praise God. Oh. What good can come out of this storm? I know I've said it. I believe some of you have said it. Hallelujah. No doubt all of us have said those words. What is there any kind of good can come out of it? How in the world can anything good come from this?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We've all said it. Praise God. Oh, yes. Amen. I'd like to tell us, however, amen, and thankfully, there is some good news. Amen. Praise God. Amen. For us tonight, pray. Amen. I need some glasses. I'm having a hard time reading my own notes here.
Come on.
Glory to God. Amen. And there is some good news that good things can come out of the storm. Amen. While the storms are never pleasant, while they're never fun to endure, they do produce certain benefits in our lives that we, amen, would do well to make note of. Notice first off, Hebrews 12 and 11. Now no chastening, for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous.
Yeah.
Amen.
Afterward.
Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
Hallelujah. Yes.
The Lord had a purpose for allowing the storm to rage in the lives of these disciples. Amen. I come to tell you tonight on a quiet Thursday night, amen, that the Lord has a purpose for that storm, amen, that has raged and maybe is raged or has raged or maybe that's going to rage in your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Storms, amen, are God's means of transportation. The very thing the disciples feared, the sea, was the very thing, amen, that the Lord used to reveal himself unto these disciples, praise God.
Right.
The Bible said that Jesus came unto them about the fourth watch of the night, amen. I feel like this is very important in this message right here now. Jesus came in the fourth watch of the night. What is the fourth watch? Amen. From 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Right.
Now, Brother Tommy worked a lot of years, midnight shift, the best of my understanding. I worked some midnights down through the years, but not a whole lot of them. But I know this, in all them midnight shifts that I work, you know some of the hardest times to endure a midnight shift? About 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning is the hardest time in the world. You know why? Because I never knew this so much. But did you know this is the darkest hour of the night?
Yeah.
Is the fourth watch of the night?
Woo.
Praise God. It don't get any darker, amen, than it does, Brother Earl. Amen. On that fourth watch of the night from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. It's the darkest of the night.
Amen. Yes.
And I didn't know it so much until recently when I look at these temperatures, you know, back in the fall when I'm working and I'm trying to find out how cold it's going to be. Most of the time, that's the coldest part of the night. Amen. From 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Right. Amen. So not only is it the darkest part of the night, it's the coldest part of the night. Amen. Glory to God. I'm about to feel like shouting here. Amen. Hey, oh, you know when Jesus came, amen, along about the fourth watch of the night, amen, it looked like it couldn't get any darker, amen. It looked like the storm couldn't get any worse. And that's when the Lord showed up.
Right.
Amen. Hey, God, I come to tell us, amen, most of the time it gets a little darker before the daylight begins to shine. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help me here tonight. Praise God. The Bible said that Jesus came unto them along the fourth watch of the night. Amen. Here they were rocking to and fro. Amen. I got some other notes jotted down. Amen. Mark, the book of Mark says in 6:48, Jesus was over there. Amen. Upon that mountain when he had stealed away to pray and sent the disciples to the other side. Here he was over there by himself. I realize the storm was thick, but there ain't no storm too thick.
Right.
There ain't no darkness too dark that he can't see through it. Hallelujah. And here these disciples, let's get this picture. Here they was rolling. Mark said they were toiling and rolling. Amen. Oh, you got to get the other gospel's account here. Mark said they were toiling, they were rolling. They were wore slap dab out. This storm was wearing them out. Amen. This storm was getting the best of these disciples. And the Bible said that Jesus, thank God, I believe he was over there on side that mountain while he was praying. And he was watching these disciples all along. He watched that storm beat and wear them out. He watched that storm get the best of them until finally the fourth watch of the night. Amen. Until finally the storm couldn't get any worse than what it really was. Until it couldn't get any darker than what. Here came Jesus.
Right.
In the fourth watch of the night. Woo. Thank God. I don't know about you, but I thank God. Amen. That I held on. Praise God. Aren't you glad that when it looked like it can't get no worse? Aren't you glad when it looks like it can't get no darker? That I got a Savior.
Yeah.
And standing over on the hillside saying, "Pipe boys, row boys, keep on giving everything you got. I know you can make it." Until when it looked like maybe the storm was going to take him over, here came Jesus. Amen. Woo! And I come to tell us here tonight, hey God, on an icy cold wintry Thursday night, to tell somebody to hold on. The fourth watch is yet to come. Hold on. It might get a little darker, but he said, "I never put on you more than you're able to bear. I'll never put a burden on you too heavy that you can't carry it." Glory to God. And I said, there's blessings that come out of the storm. I said, there's good things. All week when we think of the storm, we think, "Oh no, I don't want to go through it. I don't want no part of it." But it's through the storm, and it's because of the storm, amen, that draws us closer to God. Amen.
Right.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Jesus said, "I'll never leave thee."
Yes.
"Nor forsake thee."
Right.
You may be facing some of the darkest days that you've ever faced. But let me remind you, he said, "I'll be a friend."
Amen.
"Stick closer than a brother."
Woo! Glory.
Let me remind you that even in the darkest hours, he said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Hallelujah. I love this scripture I found over there in the book of Kings, 1 Kings. Write it down. Look at it later, 8:12. Great God. Amen. Then I'm trying to find. Then spake Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. Glory to God. Aren't you glad he'll dwell in the thick darkness?
Right.
Psalms 139, starting 11 and 12. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. Even the darkest hours of life cannot hide you from the face of God.
Right.
Aren't you glad of that? Oh, yes. Amen. John 6 and 19. Amen. Said that as Jesus was watching them disciples, I think it was John that said that they was rolling. They had got about 20 or 30 furlongs. Amen. That was about 3 to 3.5 miles.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good ways out in that ocean, brother. Out in that sea, brother Tommy. That's a pretty good way. But Jesus came walking.
Right.
Glory to God. Hey, I don't care how far you are out in sea. I don't care how far the storms have pushed you away from land. If Jesus has to walk 3.5 miles on the water, he can get to you. Glory to God. I said there ain't no obstacle too great that he can't get there. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, I tell you what, he knows how to come us. Amen. 3.5 miles and he gets out there. Glory to God. Here's some other notes I got that I want to use here that I read from Phillips, John Phillips. And he gets out there on the water, Brother Earl. Amen. And these men were fearing the sea. And I started off telling us this, Brother Charlie. Amen. They were afraid of the sea because the sea was boisterous. Amen. The sea was tempestuous. Amen. There was bad things happening all around. But it was on the sea that Jesus came.
Hallelujah. Right.
He came walking on the sea. Amen.
Woo.
Peter and the rest of the disciples, they looked out. It was dark. And when it's dark, you see things that ain't there.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in the darkness? Oh, I remember some of us boys went up there and stayed three nights in the Cranberry Glades when I was in high school. Some of us boys that grew up together, we had big plans. We was going to go up there and catch trout and fry them in a frying pan and sleep in tents and have a good time. And that's just what we did. Glory to God, because besides it wasn't such a good time at night. Brother Tommy, amen, me and I think it was Thomas slept in one tent. Josh and Barrett slept in the other tent. There's four of us. And every night we curled up in them tents scared to death. Amen. And one of them hollered, I think there's a bear out here. And the other one said, well, why don't somebody look out there and check? Amen. We stayed in them tents like them tents was going to do us any good. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Amen. I can imagine them disciples. It was the darkest hour of the night. Amen. And somebody said, I see something over there walking on the water. Maybe it's a dragon. Maybe it's a ghost. I don't know what it is. Something's on the water. Maybe the other one looked and said, you're crazy. There ain't nothing out there on that water. Amen. Need I tell us, these wasn't just everyday fishermen, brother. This just wasn't me and you and Tom and George and Tommy loading up and saying we're going to take a fishing. Oh, no, no. These men were the best. Great God.
Yeah.
These men had spent their life on the ocean. These men had spent their, they knew everything there was about this sea.
Woo.
They had spent their whole life catching fish out of here. They knew every current. They knew every nook and cranny of this place. And they were scared smack to death. This was a storm of their life.
Right.
Hey. And they looked out in that darkness and they said it's a ghost. And finally Peter said, no, it's the Lord. I know that walk. It ain't a ghost. It's just the one we've been looking for.
Yeah.
That's just the one that we need to come. And finally, amen, when he got close enough, he was there all the time. I said he was there all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why. When we get in the storm, we thank the Lord. Don't know where we're at. He knew where they was all alone. He was on the mountainside and seen them the whole time. God come to tell us right here on a Thursday night. He knows all along just where you are. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Holy, holy, holy Lord. Yes, God.
Yes. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I might as well go ahead and preach.
Jesus.
Woo! I said he knew all along.
Bless the Lord.
Just where they were. Hallelujah. Peter was doing just what Jesus was doing. Jesus came. I got to get in this. This is unbelievable. This is great stuff here.
Yes.
Jesus came walking on the water. Finally, when they got over there, they realized it was him. Amen. Listen to this. Woo. They were scared smack to death, storm of their life. Their knees were knocking. They were fearful. They were frightened of the sea. Jesus came walking on the sea. And finally, Peter looked at the Lord and said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come.
Yeah.
Jesus said one word.
Holy.
I can see him standing out here, Brother Tommy.
Yes, sir.
I believe he had his hands up. I believe he said, come, Peter.
Jesus.
Come.
Jesus.
Lord, if that's you, won't you tell me to come out there? Woo. And at that moment that the Lord said, Peter, come.
Yes.
At that moment, amen, Peter's faith in Jesus enabled the power and the authority of God over every circumstance to operate in his life in terms of what he was able to do at that moment. Listen to this. And in that very situation, there was absolutely no difference between Peter and Christ. Why? Because Peter had trusted Jesus with everything.
Right, amen. Right.
Let me tell you something. You can't get out there in an ocean and in a sea. Amen. Under these circumstances, you'll drown in a heartbeat. But at this time, Peter had given everything and said, Lord, if it's you bid me come, Jesus said, come. Good God, what did Peter do? I'll tell you what he did, Brother Charlie. He put his foot on the boat. Amen. Great God made a step and he started walking on water.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost.
Woo.
And at this moment, he was totally surrendered unto the Lord and he could not be separated from him. He was one and the same with Christ. Hallelujah.
Right.
Peter had not mastered, great God, the theory. Oh, yes. But his trust was in Christ at that moment. So it linked him with the Lord. Amen. And he was transmitted, great God, one with Christ. And Peter's faith was the switch that turned on the power in his life.
Woo. Amen. Praise God.
Yes. At that very moment, here Peter stood, one with the Lord. I mean, 2 seconds ago, he was sprayed. He's about to die.
Yes, Lord.
And a few seconds later, he's standing on the very thing that was about to take him under.
Jesus, right. Jesus.
Glory to God.
Oh.
My. You didn't understand that or you'd be shouting right now.
Phew.
Did you hear that? One minute the thing was about to take his life. The next minute, he was walking on the storm.
Right.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo! Glory to God. But there was a sudden breakdown. Yeah, I know most of the time people like to focus on the fall of Peter, on the sinking of Peter. Glory to God, but we should put way more emphasis on the faith of Peter. Peter walked on water. Amen. We ain't never really found where no other man walked on water. Glory to God. But Peter walked on water. Amen. Suddenly there was a breakdown in Peter's trust as he became aware of this angry sea. He took his eyes off the Lord and he fastened it on his circumstance. Faith died and fear began to rise.
Yeah.
And here's what I come to tell you tonight. You can walk on your storm. You can rise above the storm if you'll get your eyes on the Lord. Amen. I believe he was looking at Christ, but maybe over there on the side he still seen the way. waves. Maybe he still seen the effects of the wind, and he got his eyes off of the Lord, and he got his eyes on the storm, and guess what? He lost his faith, and he began to sink. His fear died, but great God, his faith died, but his fear began to rise, and the vital link to the source of power was severed, because Peter began to sink when he lost his faith in the Lord. And I come to tell somebody right here on a Thursday night, don't get your eyes off the Lord when you look at the storm and you look at the circumstance. You'll sink, and that storm, it'll wear you out. But get your eye off the storm and get it on the Savior. I said, get on the Savior and not the storm.
Yes, God.
Woo!
Yes, yes.
My Lord.
Peter fixed his eye.
Oh, Jesus.
Once more, okay? I'm trying to preach this the best I can. I've never really took a message and preached on this.
No.
So Peter got his faith on the Lord, and he walked on the storm.
Yes, he did.
He got his eye off the Lord, and he began to sink.
Right.
So no doubt, how far did he sink? I've heard preachers preach, no doubt he was probably neck deep. He probably just had enough above water to see the Lord. I don't know. You don't know.
No.
But, you know, I know this. He wasn't on top of the water no more.
Right.
So how far was he down? Knee deep, waist deep, chest deep, chin deep? Barely had it. I don't know how far he was down, but I know this. He was down far enough to know he wasn't on the water no more.
That's right.
Glory to God. And when he saw he was sinking, the Bible said this, and he cried unto the Lord. Woo! Let me tell you something. He had to get his eye off the storm again, because the storm was taking him down. And he cried unto the Lord. And he said, Lord, will you save me?
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, God. And faith took a hold once more when the Lord took hold on Peter. That mighty outstretched hand. Hey, God. That hand that was able, amen, to contain the hollow of the waters of all the world in that hand.
Yes.
It rests down and it caught hold of the sinking disciple. Oh, thou of little faith. He said, Peter, wherefore didst thou doubt? And that's my question for us tonight. Why are you doubting when you got a seawalker on your side? Why are you doubting when he's able to pull you out? Hey, I come to tell us, get your eye off the storm and put it back on the Savior, and don't doubt the sea walker. Amen.
Woo. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Peter's faith was little, but it's better than no faith.
Yes, Lord.
Peter had been given an experience of victorious living that nobody else, amen, had ever had. And I believe Peter went to his death with this experience.
Yep.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Who else could walk along with a grandchild's side one day walking down the road and say, hey, son, I walked on water. You believe that? Peter could say it.
Yes, Lord.
Peter could tell his grandkids. Peter could tell his family. Peter could tell everybody. Later on in life, I walked on the water one day.
Thank God.
Because he had enough faith to look at the Savior and get it off the storm. And that's my message in a nutshell tonight. I said, there's good things. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Right.
Did you hear that? What are you listening to? Let me tell you something. The rock music and country music and all the things of this old world, it ain't going to build your faith up. Oh, no, it's going to tear it down. Faith cometh by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing from how? The latest news. Oh, no. Hearing of what? Amen. The latest social media? No.
No.
From the newspaper? No. Amen. From the Britannica? No. But great God, I come to tell us, hearing comes from the word of God.
Yes.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. I come to tell us right here today, this what I'm doing right here is what's delivered family after family. This what I'm doing right now called preaching has delivered church after church, community after community. salvation. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hey, Philip called me the other day, crying on the phone. He said, I'm having a hard time. He said, I've been listening to gospel music. I've been trying to pray. He said, but I've determined there's one thing I'm missing. I'm missing the preaching of the word of God. And I come to tell this church, this is important. Woo! The word of God will set you free. This word of God will drive back the enemy.
Yes.
It'll drive back demons. Thank God for his word.
Woo! Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, it will.
Preaching awful hard here.
Yes, it will.
That they were toiling and they were rolling, and the storm got the best of them. Praise God. Amen. Jesus is greater than the storm. Did you know that?
Yes, he is.
If you'll be patient, wait for him, he'll show up.
Yes.
Right at the darkest hour of the night.
Thank
fourth watch of the night.
Thank you, Lord.
He showed up. And I come to tell you tonight, you say it's dark. It can't get no darker. When it gets dark as it ever has, get ready. He's about to come.
Yeah.
He'll show up when it's dark. Amen.
Jesus.
When it's so dark that you don't think nobody can help you, he can show up.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Woo. What about them three Hebrew boys? It couldn't get no darker than that.
No, no.
Here they was. They done stood there in the music. They said, when you hear this act button, all them, the flute and the harp, but they named all them instruments. And they said, when you hear this, you bow down and you give honor to the king. Woo. Guess what? When they heard all that music and they were supposed to bow, they stood up, everybody else bowed. Here they was there. They said, you get down on your knees.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we're going to throw you in that furnace. That was pretty bad right there.
Yeah, it is.
But it wasn't quite bad enough yet. Hallelujah.
My. Yeah.
Woo. Guess what? So they go through the whole spiel and they tell them, oh, we're going to fear God and not fear you. And if you want to throw us in that fire, that's up to you. Glory to God. So it gets way worse. It looked like that was bad. But it gets worse than that.
Yeah.
Woo. Amen. So they get over there and they say, that's all right. We're going to throw you in the fire. That's bad.
Yeah.
Mary just said, but it gets worse than that.
Yes.
He said, hey, boys, put some fuel on the fire. Amen. We're going to crank it up higher than it's ever been before.
My Lord.
And they turned it. It got worse than that. They turned that fire up so hot that when they opened the door of that place, the fire, the flames licked, the Bible said, licked out and killed the men that threw the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody said, that sounds like a fairy tale. I don't believe that. I believe every word.
Amen.
I said, I believe every word of it.
Lord.
Amen. Those men were thrown in the fire. Glory to God. It killed them. It was so, that fire was so hot. But in the darkest hour of those three Hebrew boys' life, Jesus became the realest.
Woo!
Glory to God. And they looked through a glass. Hey, my old king looked down there and said, hey, boys, how many did we throw in the fire? Amen. Glory to God. Woo! They said we threw three Hebrew boys in there. He said, well, I don't know why, but there's four men walking in the fire. And the fourth is like unto the Son of God.
Yes.
And I come to tell us, he'll walk in the storm. He'll walk in the fire. He'll stand by your side. Yes. No matter what.
Woo. Woo. Yes.
I ain't got time to preach all this out.
Thank you, Lord.
What about Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
Same scenario. It got way worse when he began to pray. And they told him to quit praying. Amen. He kept on praying. Amen. My papa used to sing that old song. My papa Painter, he never sang really much. He wasn't, what you say, a big singer in church, but he liked that old song. Oh, Daniel, pray three times a day. Remember that old song?
Yeah.
I love hearing my papa sing that old song.
Holy
glory to God, little old short fella. Oh, hey, what old Daniel did? He kept on praying.
Yes, he did.
When they said stop. When they said we're going to throw you in the lion's den. Hey, he kept on praying. It was a storm of his life. But it got way worse when they finally throwed him in that. Hey, God, somebody said, hey, amen, they could throw you in the lion's den. A lion's den would be real bad, but when you're in a den of lions,
that's it.
It's horrible, amen.
Yeah.
He wasn't just just in a lion's den. He was in a den of lions. Amen.
Right.
There was ferocious, deadly lions down in that pit. Why? Brother Tommy, these were the same lions that they would turn out in the gladiator stadiums. Glory to God. Amen. And destroy and eat them Christians. They were, amen, ferocious, deadly lions. And Daniel was thrown down in the midst of that. Glory to God. It got a lot worse. Hey, amen. The next morning, old king come down hollered in there, old Daniel, are you all right? Great God, Daniel, hard to get him up because he was asleep on a furry lion pillow. Amen. Glory to God. I'm all right, old king.
Woo!
For the Lord has sent an angel,
yes,
to shut the lion's mouth. I come to tell you, he'll not leave you stranded. He'll not forsake you. But he said, I'll go all the way, even until the end of the world. You can trust the Lord.
Yes.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, time to feel the Lord. I got way more than I got time for here.
Oh,
what about Noah? Brother Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
120 years or so. I realize there's some debate on how long, but maybe less. Long time. Put it this way. A long time Noah preached. Get right. God's going to send a flood.
Yes, he did.
Get right. Noah preached that, and I believe Noah believed that.
Yep.
But once again, you don't know how bad it's going to be until you're there. Like those 12 disciples on the sea. It sounds bad. It looks bad. But you don't know how bad that storm is till you're in the midst of that storm.
Yep.
Why?
Oh, God.
Well, guess what, Brother Tommy? All them years of preaching, one day, Noah found a drink of water on his nose. That water began to come down on him. And the Lord said, you better get in that boat. God then loaded it up. Amen. Noah and all the animals got on there.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, God shut the door.
Jesus.
That rain began to come down. Amen. The fountains of the deep were opened.
Oh, God.
And out come water from in the earth. Amen. Rain began to come down. There's enough water in this earth and in this ground. Amen. To do massive damage, much less all the water that God let loose from the heavens.
Yeah.
Woo. Amen. And then in just a little short period of time, there was water everywhere. Amen. It was a dark hour for Noah, but God said, Noah, I'm going to be with you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And God stayed with Noah through the storm. And I come to tell you tonight, he'll stay with you through the storm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll stay through the storm. Amen. Hey, God. Amen. Jesus is greater than any storm.
Right.
He'll show up right when you need him.
Yes, he will.
Storms are made for testing.
Jesus.
Why Jesus did not come on the water? Why, when Jesus, rather, did come walking on the water, the disciples didn't recognize him. They thought he was a ghost. They cried out in fear. Thank God. I love these words. Jesus said, be not afraid. It is I.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, precious God.
Woo! A message of peace. I'm glad when he stills the storm, he comes with peace.
Yes, he does.
They were still in the storm when he said, it is I, be not afraid. Cheer up. Amen. Stop being afraid. I'm here. The storm's still present, but I'm here.
Yes.
Why?
Get this. You don't have to be afraid, even though the storm is there. Jesus said, be not afraid. It is I. I mean, behind him, the storms were still, we found that later because Peter got his eye on the storm. There was still a storm. There was still a massive storm.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I'm here. Don't be afraid.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo-hoo. I can tell you tonight, our kids wake up crying with a nightmare. I'm sure, amen, some of these have been. Their kids crying and our kids is crying. And you know what me and Michelle do? We shake them.
Yeah. Wake up. Wake up. It's I. It's mommy here. Yeah. It's daddy.
Yes.
I know it's a bad, fearful dream. I know it's a bad storm. You're going, wake up. Glory to God.
Woo.
It's I. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord said. I know it's a bad storm, but cheer up.
Jesus.
The storm solver is standing right here with you. I know everything's still going on. I know it's still a horrible storm, but thank God it's I. Have faith. Amen. And he spoke peace unto these disciples in the midst of the storm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Amen.
Yes, God.
And the peace of God, Philippians said, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ.
Yes. Keep it.
He'll keep you in the midst of the storm. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. What are you talking about, Brother Jason? Jesus said, I'm keep you in the worst of any storm.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
We see people go through horrible things. And I don't want to get on all that, but I've seen people go through, they've laid companions aside that they've lived with, been married to 50, 60 years. That's hard. I've seen people bury children. Amen. That would be horrible. I've seen people go through drastic measures. But Jesus said, amen, be cheerful.
Yeah.
Amen. I know there's still a storm. Great God, cheer up. It is I.
Right.
Amen. Oh, and he spoke peace. That peace of God that passeth all understanding. I don't know how they could ever make it. How could they ever make it through what they made it through? Jesus said, I'll give you, amen, the peace of God beyond all understanding. Hey, God, you can't understand the peace of God until you get in the midst of that storm.
You're right.
Yeah.
Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Holy God.
When Jesus showed up, he came declaring his identity. It is I. If you study this, It is the same tense that Jesus said all through the Word of God when he said, I am the door. Woo! Listen to this. I preached it way longer than I intended.
Come on.
Longer than I should have.
Come on.
I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. I am the bread. I am the good shepherd. That's the same word he was saying here. It is I.
Thank you, Lord.
Here I am.
Praise God. Praise God.
The bread of life.
Phew.
The way, the truth. It's me, right here.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm here. Glory to God. Cheer up. Great God. The Savior is here. Amen. Jesus is that great I am. Amen. Be not afraid. Great God. What does that mean? He said, stop fearing. Amen. Great God. You stop fearing and don't fear no more. I know there's a bad storm, but stop fearing, amen. Great God. Hey, when the kid has that bad nightmare, wake up. I know it's real. I know it looks bad, but I'm here. Stop fearing.
Yes.
Stop being afraid. The Lord said, I'm here. You don't have to be afraid anymore.
Thank you, Lord.
The storms of life are a blessing because they reveal the Savior in a way that you've never seen him before.
That's the truth.
We don't want to go through the storm. Amen. But I tell you what, the storm makes us strong.
Yes.
When Peter heard that it was the Lord, Peter said, Lord, bid me come. Glory to God. And Peter saw the Lord in a brand new way that he'd never seen him before.
Yes, he did.
The storms of life are meant for a testimony. Oh, yes, that storm will give you a testimony that you've never had before. How can you say that you had one time had cancer, but the Lord healed you until you went through the cancer?
Yep.
How can you say that you had a horrible battle of your life? Oh, I faced the most horrific thing that a person could ever go through. Amen. How could you have the testimony that you came through it if you never went through it? Amen. Glory to God. I'm so glad here tonight, church, that God controls the temperature in the storm.
Thank God. Thank God.
I read back there. Might have been Phillips also. I was reading back there. I got a few guys I like to read after. Pretty sure it was John Phillips. But he said, there's two types of Christians. I've heard this before. I think it's the first time I read it. He said, there's two types of Christians. There's thermostat Christians and there's thermometer Christians.
Yeah, I read it.
You read that?
Yes, sir.
I love that. He said, you know what a thermometer does? He said, you put a thermometer out on your porch or maybe out there on the side of your house. When the sun hits it, that heat begins, that thermometer shoots up with the temperature.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And he said, when the sun goes down, it gets cold, it shoots down, up and down, up and down. He said, but oh, there's thermostat.
Yeah.
Amen. Inside the house. And the thermostat stays the same. You set that thermostat on 70, 72, whatever it is you like. You set it on about 72. And that thermostat, when that temperature drops to about, if you got it on 72, when that temperature drops about 70 degrees or so, that thermostat kicks on. Amen. It keeps that temperature steady.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I tell you, I want to be a thermostat person, don't you? Amen. Yeah. And I want to adjust to the things that's going on. When it gets hot, I'm going to get it down. When it gets cold, I'm going to bring it up.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. I want to be a thermostat Christian. Hallelujah.
Phew.
Not a thermometer.
Praise.
Drastic ups and downs. You ever see somebody like that? Always either way up or way down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Woo! Glory to God.
Yeah.
Somebody help me up here. I'm done. When Jesus stilled the storm, the disciples knew that they were in the very presence of God. I'm so glad he knows how to still the storm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, of course, Jesus. You notice this. I'm done here. There, Jesus came. Sister Claire, he spoke and he said, be of good cheer, it is I. And when he spoke those words, he was still standing on the storm. And the storm was still boisterous. It was still tempestuous. It was still horrible.
Help.
But he told those disciples, peace be still. Don't be afraid. It's me. Look,
yes.
Here I am.
Yes.
Calm down. Here I am. Okay? The storm was still going on until he got to where they were. And he got on that ship.
Yes.
And he spoke, peace be still. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
When he got on the ship with them, he spoke to the winds and the waves. And he said, peace, be still. And they immediately obeyed the voice of the Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I come to tell us, I don't know when. I don't know where. Amen. But I know this one time, when it gets his time, in God's time, he's going to say, peace, be still. And the storm's going to stop.
Yes, it will.
After he gets accomplished what he needs to get accomplished, the storm will subside.
Yes, it will.
Morning.
Thank God.
Glory to God. I know it's Thursday night. And a lot of us here, I shouldn't have preached so long. This is what I felt on my heart. And I sure hope it helped somebody. While we stand tonight in this house. Amen. I do feel like the Lord gave me this.
Yes.
I do feel like, I hope I'm preaching to somebody in here. But if they're not here, maybe somebody watching another way here. But I got a burden on my heart for somebody in this house. Had you gone through a storm? Amen. Went through that storm and you say to yourself, we've all said, Lord, there ain't nothing good can come out of this. Hallelujah. He built these disciples' faith. Peter got a testimony that he never would have had had he not walked on his storm. Glory to God. Is the one here tonight would like to find an altar and say, oh God, I know what it's like to be in that storm. I know what it's like to see the wind, the moisture, see the waves to tempest. I know what it's like to see all this turmoil. Jesus, it's the fourth watch of the night. It's dark. It's hard, amen. I'm going through this hard fourth watch of the night. Would you show up and help me? Would there be one here tonight finding an altar and say, God, I'm waiting on you to help me. Let you help me this storm. Oh, she plays and sings tonight. Let's get her in here. Let's find us an altar. Let's ask God in your place. You can help me, Lord, through this storm, God.
Crossing the calm sea with Jesus. There's no sin that I can't
Yeah.
all this feeling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. Oh, you've cried out for help from the Savior, and you know that you can't give up now, because you prayed all night, and you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken when they called him. It's that child.